Childcare is an essential component of reopening the state. Centers in the 24 northwestern counties that have moved into phase yellow of Governor Wolf's plan can now operate at limited capacity. 13 more will follow, including Allegheny County, this Friday. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports on the challenges that come with running a childcare business during a pandemic.
Amy Nordstrom is nervous about reopening her childcare center, Little Wonders, in Erie, that she has owned for 20 years. She wants to bring her staff back to work, but she has asthma and is concerned about getting sick. She says parents are worried about their kids being in a group setting.
Yeah, I've had a couple that have voiced that they were scared, that, you know, anytime their child gets like a runny nose right now, they're very scared.
Daycares are high-touch areas with shared toys, hugs, and lots of germs. Nordstrom has spent the last few weeks preparing to run her business differently. She spent hundreds of dollars on cleaning supplies to sanitize those toys. She purchased touchless soap dispensers and masks, all of which were hard to find. She plans to take temperatures at child drop-offs. Still, it won't be perfect.
Kids are going to be kids. Things are going to be unavoidable. You know, it's just going to be a lot of learning.
Pennsylvania's Office of Child Development and Early Learning wants child care providers to follow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines. It calls for fewer kids in a room, lower overall capacity, and child-to-teacher ratios. The CDC wants kids over 2 to wear masks. But those are just guidelines. The state hasn't set formal restrictions for centers that are reopening. Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller says decisions about masking and social distancing will be left up to providers.
I actually think that guidance is pretty good and pretty helpful in helping providers think through how to do things differently.
Gwen Marcus runs the Project Destiny Childcare Center on the north side of Pittsburgh. Her center is one of the 1,500 in the state that remained open with a waiver to care for children of essential workers, while 80% of Allegheny County centers are closed. Marcus says she now spends much of her day cleaning. When children are finished playing with a toy, they put it on a designated table for her to sanitize.
So it's constant cleaning. Like, I've never cleaned so many Legos and boxes in my life.
She cut classroom capacity in half. The 10 children in the center do not wear masks, but teachers are trying to keep kids apart. She says the key word there is trying. The staff constantly remind kids that they can't share toys, and they have to play separately because of the virus. Every child has their own set of markers and crayons. Marcus says the priority has shifted from early learning lessons to keeping everyone healthy.
It's like you took all my years of training and said, okay, forget all that. Let's redo everything.
Trust will likely determine the future of these centers because parents are hesitant to send their kids back. For example, KinderCare, a national organization, didn't open its centers in western Pennsylvania with a waiver because too few parents said they needed care, as many are working from home or have been laid off. DHS Secretary Miller says the shutdown could mean centers that already operated on slim margins won't reopen.
I do worry that, we have families that are not going to be able to go back to work because they can't find anywhere to put their children.
She says if the state decides to spend federal stimulus funding on childcare centers, it will be helpful, but it won't cover needs.
We obviously have a major budget problem right now. We don't have revenues coming in, and this is going to be an issue for a while.
Kara Simonello is the director of Trying Together, an early learning advocacy group in Pittsburgh. She says how the economy reopens will have a lot to do with how childcare funding is prioritized.
Childcare really is an essential sector, and we've got to be thinking about that infrastructure as important as we think about bridges and streets and utilities and hospitals.
She says state and federal governments must see childcare as a crucial part of economic recovery. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.